catch gone fishing all the time. Keep it gone fishing too.
Oh yeah, it's that time. It's time for a fishing report. Leaf, how you doing, man?
Oh man, you know what? My waders are wet, but my feet are dry thanks to Drift Waders, and my soul is happy because I'm out fishing again.
Yeah, the river's back open. You got some nice,
oh heck yeah,
you got some nice pictures on your phone too.
So yeah,
give me the deets.
Oh man, I got warmed up yesterday with my girls down there at Agni Yoga. Got the internal fire going so my toes wouldn't freeze off.
Yeah, smart.
Went out there about midday, which is usually my habit about this time of the year with the white fishing season there on the Methow. It's usually best idea just to stick to those more pleasant hours. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was great. Got into a lot of good fish and had a good time. The temps were just a little under what I, you know, what I would ultimately like. So there was a little bit of picking ice from the guides as well as today. Same.
Yeah it is cold.
Yeah, but I see some warming. See some warming coming in the future here with some snow. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. That'll be festive and seasonal. And, you know, that's kind of, I just like that temp to get above freezing is great because then I just don't have to spend all day picking the guides, but just kind of using some little soft tackles, some midge imitations, just what they would be eating now, those tiny little mosquito-looking bugs that don't have a sucker on them.
It's always amazing, isn't it? To me, it is anyway, that no matter what time of year it is, there's some kind of bug available.
Yeah, well, and you know what I saw about those bugs in particular, and I may have mentioned it before, was like, it was like some Discovery Channel thing, and these folks were scuba diving in some cave with just super nasty water where nothing really wanted to live in it. It was sort of acidic, and there they were, midges popping out of it, just like right now. So they can really tolerate different, pretty incredibly, just difficult water, both as far as the chemistry and the temperature. So yeah, really, really neat bug, and that's the way you kind of take advantage of the feed source of this time of the year. There are a few eggs left in the system, but those are from the coho, and you know those fish love to swim up into the nooks and crannies, and this is the time of the year where fish are not going to be following those fish to do that, or they just kind of in general don't know to follow them that far. The last of the egg eating kind of goes away with the summer chinook that lay right in the middle of the tail outs of the main stem here, which we have not been able to take advantage of because of a lack of steelhead season, which always leads me around to the plug here. It's like, you know, we do our best with this whitefish season to stay off the steelhead because it is another low numbers year. But what it does have in common with like trout season is, you know, you catch a lot of whitefish during the trout season because the gear that you use catches sort of the two. So you will see, if you're using actual whitefish gear, you will see a bycatch of some trout, which is pretty nice. And that's just your gift, I think, for sticking with it and being out there and using the right gear. But if you're catching steelhead, odds are you're going a little bit bigger with your stuff and possibly targeting them. So we're asking you just not to do that. We just don't have the numbers for that. And, with all these fish, of course, if the temperatures are below freezing, you're going to want to just keep those fish in the water even more than usual, just because their little gills and soft tissues, eyeballs and stuff can freeze in the blink of an eye if it's sub-zero out there. So. And at that time, you're probably not going to stay out long. You're probably not going to have much success anyway. But, you know, if in the case that you do, just be careful with them.
Yeah.
And, so you can check out the whitefish regs in there and the books and stuff. I believe it's about a 3/16 is the exact size. And so, you know, you could always just carry a little gap thing around with you. But I'm just generally tying in a size 14/16 gives you that gap of 3/16.
Yeah. They're dinky.
Yeah, they are small, but man, you'd just be surprised with how effective they are if you have the confidence and the skill to stick with it, and you're just going to be rewarded before you know it. I mean, first swing through the spot where I figured there were fish yesterday, boom, you know, and I tried to take my time and fish the things thoroughly, but I'm like, I know they're down there, I know they're right over here, and sure enough, bam, first pass through is usually a reward, and just a great time of the year to be out. I really advise people take advantage of this first month or two of the season because although it's open through February, it gets pretty freaking cold after December and January, and it looks like we may have a decently moderate time of it like we did last year.
It's nice to have a reason to go out. It's beautiful out. Yeah, it's a little cold, but if you got something to do, Mm-hmm. Kind of takes your mind off.
Hey, we're no crazier than those spandex wearing cross country guys or the downhill wing nuts shredding down the slopes.
I got to say, you look really warm. You've got warm. A drift. What is that? Just their coat?
I'm drift head to toe right now, baby. Yeah. It's just, well, yeah, you know, that's just, I got their pants and their really bomber jacket. Yeah. And, you know, even if it's not raining, which it usually isn't here, just to as a windbreak to take the chill off.
Yeah,
it really
great.
Makes 100% of difference. And it's got dry pockets up and out of the waterline, too, to keep all my gear, too. So
yeah, drift with a Y.
Holy cow. Why? Because they're awesome. And, you know, and if you want to book a trip or you just need some fishing tips on this white fishing season, it definitely is a different kind of thing, but it's sure a lot of fun, you'll see by the pictures and the reports that we'll be putting forth to you. So,
cool.
You can always get a hold of me, but we want to thank our other sponsors over there in OMAC at the North 40 Fly Shop. They've got just a ton of stuff on sale right now for the holidays. You can also get their gear at north40flyshop.com. Thanks again to our good buddies over there at Drift Wader Co., local wader and clothing manufacturer in Bellingham, Washington. Help that family-owned business out there to succeed. And if you want to check out the blog or podcast, check it out at flyfishersproshop.com. You can get a hold of me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com or 509-429-1720. 298. Happy holidays, y'all. Take care. Get that fish right on, baby.